On this day, 10th September 1971, rent strike escalates. With the cost of the Northern Ireland rents and rate strike now reported to be nearing some £500,000, the Civil Rights Association declares that arrears will not be paid. Instead, families are being advised to contribute the cash to the detainees' dependence fund. Troops remained on duty outside the NICRA office in Belfast while the conference was in progress, and an army photographer took pictures. According to Mr. Kevin Boyle of the NICRA executive, in West Belfast, 95% of the 1,500 families in the district are refusing to pay rents. This represents a total rent loss of about £90,000 per week. In Ballymurphy, 1,150 families, 96% of the local population, and in Turf Lodge, 1,438 families, 93%, are on strike. Rent collections have been suspended altogether in the Andersonstown area. Of the 1,500 dwellings in the Divis Tower complex, 1,460 are on strike. The picture outside Belfast is similar, and NICRA are confident that the majority of the anti-unionist population living in public authority homes are now engaged in the strike. Devlin on token tags. The storm on parliamentary system will be ended regardless of how many token tags emerged, declared Mr. Paddy Devlin, SDLP MP for Falls, in a bitter attack on the vice chairman of the Alliance Party, Mr. Oliver Napier. Mr. Napier had accused the SDLP earlier of steering straight towards civil war in the north by attempting to sabotage round table talks. The SDLP politician said, "I personally had no interest, nor have my constituents, in going back to Stormont while internment lasts. I am equally determined that this parliamentary system will end regardless of how many token tags flutter in the wind of change." Bomb disposal expert killed. A British Army captain was killed yesterday when a bomb he was trying to defuse exploded outside an Orange Hall near Belfast. He was Captain David Stewardson, 29, from West Lothian. A married man, he had been in NL for only 10 days. The bomb went off outside Castleroban Orange Hall, 3 miles from Lisburn. The IRA provisionals in Dublin claimed responsibility for Captain Stewardson's death. Eamon Phoenix editors note, the spread of the anti-internment civil disobedience campaign across the north was coupled with repeated declarations by SDLP and nationalist politicians that they had done with Stormont in its traditional form of one-party unionist rule. As more nationalists resigned from public bodies and the violence escalated, a Stormont official in the beleaguered Ministry of Community Relations asked his superiors in a memo, "Are we at war with the minority?" Significantly, there was no reply.